Welcome to Palm Tree Talks, a podcast dedicated to creating a stress-free life. My name is Astrid and I'm the founder of palmtreemoments.com. I invite you to join me as I dive into the personal development system called Human Design. Let's talk about travel, business, mindset, self-love, and stress reduction, and how to translate the insights of the Human Design system into your travel and work life. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you're listening from, welcome to this new episode of the Palm Tree Talks podcast. Today, we dive into the fascinating world of human design, specifically focusing on the human design type known as projectors or advisors in the BG5 business language. We delve into the essence of being a projector, their strengths, challenges, and how they can step into their true potential as guides and leaders. Did you know that projectors represent about 21% of the world's population, according to the data from the Jovian Archive, based on the Human Design Charts database? Projectors have a special role in the grand tapestry of humanity. They're here to think, see, lead, organize, and be rewarded for it. Projectors possess a natural inclination to advise, guide, and lead. The gift of guidance often becomes evident through one-on-one interactions, where their focused energy can be fully utilized. Their ability to see beyond the surface enables them to perceive the inner workings of individuals and systems. By embracing their role as a mentor, consultant, coach, teacher, and sharing their wisdom with others, they contribute to their growth and transformation. Of course, they're not aware of it, and everybody's in their not-self, acting to be a generator, acting to be a manifester, because our society is actually built for the generators, because that's about 70% of the world population. So these projectors, they try really hard, but actually they need a little bit more rest. But society is not really allowing for rest when there's work to do. If you're in a normal 9-to-5 work situation, it's not like you can say, hey, I'm going to take a nap because I need it. No, they just go on and on and on and on. And also absorbing other people's energies, like the generators, they think that they're a generator. Their mental side has all these beliefs like, I need to compete with everybody else. I have to prove something. I need to be as good as everybody else here on the work floor. Even though the energy works in a completely different way. So, what is a different way? Well, let's dive in. A projector's aura is focused and penetrating, allowing them to see through people and processes with remarkable clarity. It's like they zoom in on another person, as if they can see right through them. They're always busy with other people because that's where their focus lies. And that's why one-on-one work is so fulfilling for projectors. I once participated in an aura experiment during a workshop where there were 7 generators lined up facing the windows of the room. And there were 7 projectors lined up behind us, facing our back. I am a generator myself and I was one of them. The projectors had to choose one generator to focus on. The generators were asked to raise their hand if they thought that they were the one that was chosen in this exercise by the projectors. As the exercise started, I felt an enormous pain on my back, right where my bra strap was. Now, unfortunately, I am well familiar with back pain, but it was a really sharp pain. Nothing happened. So after a minute or two, the coach asked if one of the generators felt something. As the coach spoke, the sharp pain of my back stopped suddenly. I felt a wave of energy behind me, going to the direction where the coach was standing. So I raised my hand and I said, well, I did sense some movement behind me. So it turned out that the projectors chose me as their subject of focus. The focus of 7 projectors that for me felt like a jolt of pain in my back. What happened was that once the coach spoke again after the 2-minute silence, all the 7 projectors turned towards the coach and then lifted their gaze off my back. And that's what I picked up, like a light beam that moved behind me. a wave of energy. I think that was one of the first times that I really felt how human design can be a physical thing, to something that you feel in your body. You can feel energy in your body. Human design can be a fun mental concept. It's a lot of information, and you can delve in this information and think your way to it, maybe with your not self. But it is in these real life workshops that you truly become aware of how the different vibes work and what the difference is between a generator, a manifestor, projector, and a reflector. So projectors are really powerful in their own way. Guiding people and processes is the strength of a projector. Projectors don't only have the ability to see through people really fast, they also are really good with guiding processes. But for us, the generators, who are at the receiving end of the focusing aura of the projector, the feeling of being in focus of the projector is not always a nice experience. It can actually feel like they see right through us if you stand naked before them. And we feel that right in our G center, right in the middle of our breast, or at the back between our ribs. If you are a projector yourself, perhaps take this opportunity and have an open mind about experimenting with human design and ask your environment for some feedback about how they're feeling seen by you. Also, most projectors have striking eyes, by the way. You can also practice in a crowd to focus your gaze on the back of somebody and see if they turn around. It's a fun game to do. Human design is all about becoming aware of the energy, the vibe that we carry around us. It's all about unconscious communication. I mean, there's so much happening when you step into a room and you don't even have to say any words. Just because you are in the room, you're already affecting the vibe in the room. If you're a little bit more familiar with human design and you start practicing with exercises in workshops and in real life, that's where a piece of mental knowledge, suddenly the penny drops and you're just like, ah! You can have a light bulb moment because it actually clicks then when you start feeling it in your body. Suddenly something mental can click and the penny drops. Anyway, this is where strategy comes in. The strategy of the projector is wait for the invitation. You see people in a way that other types will not see. But that doesn't mean that everybody's ready to hear what you see. So with all good intentions, you want to help the other. But not everybody's ready to hear advice. Some will actually see it as criticism and feel it as criticism. And that leads to frustration on both ends. You feel not heard and recognized while you give your well-intended advice. And the other person will feel frustrated that it's being criticized while not asking for it. However, waiting for the right opportunities and being acknowledged for your expertise are key to your growth and fulfillment. Trusting the process and understanding that not everybody will immediately recognize your gifts can be challenging. However, when the right people invite you and appreciate your perspective, your powerful insights will truly shine. You can also ask for an invitation or check if your advice is wanted. You can say something like, I think I can give you some advice here, but do you want to hear my advice? And that can be useful in interactions with others, especially in business and on the work floor. As a projector, when you're guiding generators, you can ask them closed yes-no questions, and they will come to you for advice. However, they still need to go to their own process. So they may come back to you multiple times to check if they're on the right track. Another important element of the projector is how they manage their energy. Unlike manifestors and generators, projectors don't have a consistent way of creating energy. Therefore, it is crucial that projectors learn how to handle their energy properly to avoid the risk of burnout. So it's important to prioritize rest in their life, as projectors need more rest than 70% of the world's population, the generators. By taking care of yourself and embracing rest in your daily life, you will experience less resistance in your journey. By using your energy distinctively and efficiently, you gain the experience and expertise necessary to advise and guide others. So how do you recognize a projector? Well, If you look at a chart of a projector, you will see that the sacral center is open or undefined. We talked about the sacral center in the last two episodes. The sacral center is the key to being a generator. So you can recognize a projector when you're looking at a human design chart, when the sacral center is wide or undefined and there's no connection between the throat to the heart center, the root center, or the solar plexus. They are therefore missing a consistent way of creating energy. In a later episode, we're going to dive deeper in the 9 centers of the human design system. There is so much information in those centers, and we're definitely going to dive in each and every one of them. If you are a projector yourself, when you are with other people, you can actually borrow that energy. For example, when you're working in a co-working space, a coffee shop, a library, or an office. But when you go back to your home or your accommodation if you're traveling, you suddenly realize how tired you are. And it's not that you don't have energy at all, it just comes and goes. It's not as consistent as a generator or a manifestor. So learning to manage your energy efficiently becomes essential to prevent burnout and maintain a balanced lifestyle. Recognizing the importance of rest and prioritizing self-care allows you to access your energy in a sustainable way. Remember, you require more rest than the majority of the population, and honoring this need empowers you to function at your best. You are a star at being efficient, so you can do work perhaps faster than the other types. And that's why I think it's such a weird concept that the majority of the workforce is still following the Henry Ford factory model of working at least 8 hours a day straight. In my opinion, that concept is ready to be tossed in the garbage, since no worker can focus and be productive 8 hours straight. In an ideal world, a projector might only need 3 hours of work to finish a task, takes a nap in between work sessions, and do another 3 hours of work. Projectors often experience internal struggles and comparisons as they navigate their role. It's common to question, who am I to others? And feel the discomfort of wanting to be recognized while also gripping with the spotlight. So seeing and being seen remains a struggle for projectors. On one hand, they desire recognition for their unique perspective and expertise, but on the other hand, being in the spotlight can bring discomfort as well. In another exercise, the projectors had to sit in a very nice chair on stage, while all the other types sat in the audience. We were in complete silence, so they entered the room, they had no idea what was going on. They were just guided towards the stage, and it was so weird when they came in and we all felt the energy of the room change. So the coach asked the projectors what they were feeling. But actually, we all felt what they were feeling. This extreme feeling of discomfort. And that's what they said. It's so uncomfortable to be in this position. Why are you putting us on stage? We don't want to be here, is what they said. And this is again where strategy comes in. If you are a projector, the key to the dilemma of seeing and being seen is to share what you see with people who invite you and appreciate your perspective. Not everybody's ready to hear what you have to say. And the right invitations will guide you to those who are ready for your powerful insights. With the right invitation, you will feel success and recognition, and that is what, as a projector, you thrive on. By embracing your authentic self and focusing on helping others, you pave the way for recognition and appreciation. When the right invitations align with your purpose, bitterness gives way to a sense of fulfillment. For my coaching clients, I use the metaphor of a lighthouse to describe the projector's role. If you think about a lighthouse, you are a beacon for all the ships that want to navigate into the harbor. Your powerful searchlight swings around for the ships to be seen, and you can also zoom in on a ship with your powerful light beam. Sometimes the lighthouse worries whether it will be seen. The discomfort of being in the spotlight themselves and being seen is an internal struggle. Accepting that they're always seen by the right people can help you navigate this discomfort. Because just as a lighthouse, they are not here for all ships. A lighthouse is only here for the ships that need to go into the harbor. While their searchlight is focused on the other person, they may find it difficult to see themselves because they are so engrossed in helping others. That's why the who am I to others, that's kind of a life question that might be very important for a projector. They learn about themselves by supporting and guiding others, and then they can reflect on those experiences against their own inner world. In today's society, we're often conditioned to think and act in certain ways, neglecting our natural inclinations and feelings. This can lead to bitterness creeping in. However, by maintaining a balance between thinking and feeling, and by following your strategy and authority as a projector, you can find fulfillment and recognition for your knowledge and abilities. This brings me to the not-self theme of the projectors, and that's bitterness. Although, they also soak up a lot of frustration from the generators in their environment. Most bitterness is experienced by projectors arising from situations where they try to act like another energy type. And just like putting a train on water would cause it to sink, like an initiating manifestor, or working tirelessly like a generator, projectors flourish when they embrace their unique design. And that brings us to the end of this episode on human design projectors. I hope you gained some valuable insights into this fascinating energy type and its role in our personal and professional life. And remember, if you are a projector yourself, you have a special gift to guide and advise people and processes. Just like a lighthouse illuminates the way for ships at sea, you guide and lead others to the vast ocean of life. How cool is that? Well, thank you for listening again, and I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for sharing a piece of your day with me while listening to this episode of the Balm Tree Talks podcast. Did you find it interesting and want to learn more about stress reduction, mindset, and human design? Be sure to check out the free resources at palmtreemoments.com. Do you have any questions for the podcast? As a sacral 5-1 generator, I love to respond to your questions. Send me a voice message or DM to my Instagram account at palmtree.moments, and your question might end up in an episode. And if you haven't already, subscribe to this podcast and leave a review. It really helps to get the word out to other people who might benefit from experiencing less stress and live a life with more flow and self-love. Have a happy morning, afternoon, or evening, wherever in the world you're listening from, and until next time.